haters who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The beautiful words of the prayer which Jesus himself taught us to pray, we have just heard in the translation and version that we are most used to from the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus, as we have been speaking during this retreat about prayer, what can we learn from the way he has taught us to pray? First of all, simplicity. Jesus tells us not to babble like the pagans, using many words. We know that sometimes when we are chattering with other people, we walk away from the conversation feeling that we have said too much, that we have talked about things that weren't really that important. And I think that what Jesus is saying in this admonition is telling us to get right to the point, telling us to get to the heart of the matter, telling us not simply to be preoccupied, as Martha was, with many details and many things, and to think that if we pile more and more words on, we will be praying better. But it is rather a matter of getting to the heart. And the heart that Jesus revealed to us and he emphasizes in this prayer is the fatherly love of God. God whom we are called to call our Father, to share that with Christ, and in doing so to glorify our Father, his holy name, and his kingdom, that his kingdom may be established not only in heaven, but here on earth and in our hearts. And that's where our confession of our sins and our forgiveness of others prepare us not to be subjected to temptation, not to be subjected to attitudes that take us away from the heart of God, but rather seeking deliverance from those temptations and seeking always to live with the knowledge of and in the joy of the kingdom of God, our Heavenly Father. Perhaps today, as we celebrate this Eucharist and give God thanks for the precious gift of the Holy Eucharist, as we celebrate the devoted Mass in honor of the Holy Eucharist, let us ask the Lord to give us a simplicity of heart. The Eucharist takes us to the very heart of who Jesus is and how he gives himself in love. And let us dwell there at that very heart as we seek to draw closer in our relationship to God. His Son, Jesus Christ.